Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, I forgot. What was the procedure that
My plastic surgery was really popular. They actually removed a credit card from my stomach.
Yeah, thank you very much. Eating too much plastic, ladies and gentlemen.
I could be wrong, but I think Mike's impression of Philip and the Leesburg Vulture, James
Mason, you're right. You're right. I was thinking about it the whole time I was doing it. But it does sound like, you know, Spiewak.
Well, I mean, it's from Poland. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is
it
what
sounds
it is.
Like Polish.
Yeah,
but I hear.
So.
See, I don't hear Polish. It's too Polish. It won't sell.
It won't sell
so Polish.
All right, what about this? Rob Spiewak pierogi.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do I look youthful today? Do I have
you
a youthful glow about me today?
Look,
did you exfoliate?
You got your master's pullover. Looks great.
After I jumped out of the shower, I put on Carla O'Mara's Derm Glow Skin SPF moisturizer.
Is that code?
I had on today.
No, it's are you not headed out in the sun today? Is that why you're wearing an SPF? Or
No, it just comes with SPF. You know,
It's nice. Yeah, you're positively radiant, nice. Mike.
Yeah.
This is the bad part. Speaking of sun, this is my sun damaged part of the face. This is facing the sun more than any other
Why is that?
Side of my face.
I don't know. It is. It's the one that gets
that's a side,
banged up.
You're driving. Sorry, you're driving the cart? Right?
When I'm driving the car,
you're exposed. You're exposed on that side.
That
do you lean?
Because I drive on the left side, and then that's the side that's hanging out.
Yeah.
The other side's covered by shade.
Yeah.
You just figured it out.
Mm. What you need is a reflector on the passenger side
to
of
even
your
yourself
cart
out.
To even up your damage.
Yeah.
This side really gets right here gets racked by
it's
sun.
It's exposed.
Yeah.
Really nasty sun. Look at that. You can see
that big orange ball in the sky.
Look at that. That's nasty. But on a good note, the hair's growing back a lot.
It looks like it has in a day.
Did Carla do something with that?
No, she doesn't have.
Is there like an SPF hair thing?
She doesn't do hair
care. Hair generator.
She doesn't do
that's
that.
Right.
She's dermglowskin.com.
There's a button on our website.
On the website, Mike. Yeah. Button.
A button on our website. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on Dermglow. Order, by the way, in order for this to be a really good Christmas, I would like conservatively about 7,000 listeners to order some products from Carla.
I think that'd be great.
If that's possible.
Hit that button.
Love yourself.
Button.
Love yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some self-love. That's what it is. And I put it on today. And Carla always likes to say, I think they all say this, you only need this much. And I'm like, why do you always say that to people?
Because they only need that otherwise. Much.
Well, wasteful puts money in her pocket.
Yeah, sell,
like,
baby, sell.
I'd say scoop it out.
Balls.
Anybody remember Caligula when he got the law?
Boy, that's been coming up a lot lately.
Wow. I just saw the tape. I never watched the movie.
Mike, there's no button for that on our website.
Do you know what you know exactly
yes.
what I'm talking about, Rob?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. You've watched that movie?
I've seen parts, yes.
Yeah.
The good parts.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. It was Oscar. It
as
was the
Caligula.
First big budget X-rated porn
film.
Oh,
I know what it was. Yeah. It seemed like too historic for me.
It's, but I mean, I just think that I put more on than she, than she suggested.
So, would you go so far as to say you slathered it on?
No, I didn't slather it on, but I put like, she said put a little dab on your, the tip of your finger, and I put like the halfway down the finger, I just laid my finger.
Well, she should know that your face is bigger than many of her clients.
Well, how do you know that? Have you been in her salon?
Oh, no, because the bulk of her clientele is female, right?
Yeah.
And you have a large, muscular, manly face.
All right.
A masculine face.
All right, you know, enough of that. Let's start the show. I have to read the mailbag.
Oh, you want to do that?
Made me late already.
It's all about you.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
On Wednesday.
Good morning. Good bolding. I hope it's not too late to request a birthday greeting for my husband, Joe Liston.
who is a huge fan of your show. Joe Liston ran like a piston. His boat was List.
Oh, dear. Liston.
3 years ago, while on our honeymoon in Hawaii, he surprised me by having you guys wish me happy birthday, and I thought it would be nice to do the same for him. So you're in Hawaii now?
No, this is just a call back to when they were in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If it's too late, I'll try again next year, but earlier. Thanks, Donna.
Donna.
Here's an editor's note. Donna, this note was indeed too late. We are sorry that we cannot wish Joe Liston a happy birthday this week in the mailbag. Management regrets the inconvenience. There are no dates in there, correct?
That's right. That's right.
That's why you put that sarcastic note in there.
Well, no, the joke is that we included it even after we apologized for not including it.
The message went out.
Yeah, the message went out for Joe Liston.
You're going to have to forgive me. I'm going to have to forgive you.
My cell phone breaks up.
Dear gentlemen, my question is directed towards the cheese queen, Miss Maddie. Since you grew up in Western New York, I was wondering what your opinion of the classic Rochester dish, the garbage plate, is. Do you take it with the traditional hash browns, macaroni salad, baked beans, and hot meat sauce? Thanks, Mike G. in Rochester. Have you had a garbage plate, Maddie?
I haven't. I'm such a disappointment. But yeah, it's a huge thing in Rochester, but they always just really grossed me out looking at them. But maybe someday. But that's not a Buffalo dish, and I'm very, you know, Buffalo, not so
you're
much Rochester.
Buffalo.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it Rochester or Rochester?
It's Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
No, it's not Rochester, Maddie. It's Rochester.
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 You don't say Rochester. You say Rochester.
Are you sure?
I'm almost Maddie, let me, and also, and I'll ask Maddie this, because I really think this might be important. Being close to Rochester is irrelevant. You might as well be on the other side of the country. That's how I have asked Rochester and Buffalo people about Rochester and Buffalo since we've been on in those markets back in the day.
Two of our early affiliates, as a matter of fact.
And they never had any connection. Mm. People in Rochester are not plugged into Buffalo. People in Buffalo are not plugged into Rochester. Would that be relatively accurate, Maddie?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Rochester.
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 Like, that's still Bill's country. You know, I think they're pretty close.
Doesn't Rochester have an NFL team?
The Rochester Raiders. Fire.
The Fire, that's what it is.
How far mileage-wise is, or time-wise?
It's an hour.
3 miles.
It's an hour?
Yeah.
It's like Baltimore and Washington.
I don't know.
Two different
which
cities.
One's trashier?
Definitely Rochester.
Which one has Rochester. More? Which one has a more corrupt city government?
Okay.
Right.
I don't hear the difference, though. Rochester.
Rochester.
But I'll tell you, you know, just being who I am, the garbage plate sounds like, put it in front of me.
I don't know. I Googled it, and I said, you know what? No thanks.
You did?
Yes. It looks horrible. It's
really?
Messy.
What's wrong with
it? Yeah, just Google garbage plate real quick.
I know what it is, but what's wrong with it for you?
It's just too much. I don't normally mind food touching, but it's so many different kinds of food touching and layers. Macaroni salad and baked beans and hot bean sauce.
It's got to be separate.
It's got, right. Well, I mean, I don't know. It was off-putting.
What are your top two foods that can't touch anything else? That should be like...
That can't touch?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right. Nick Tahoe's, Nick Tahoe's.
Rochester.
And Maddie, do you happen to know the name of that joint?
No, not that one.
All right. At Nick Tahoe's. At Nick Tahoe's, the traditional garbage plate consists of two sides, usually home fries and macaroni salad, with options of baked beans or French fries, and a protein, either two burgers or hot dogs, white hots or red hots, more local food. That's not good enough. First thing they show you on Google is not usually that good. So now I'm going into, hold on. All right, let me see. This is for a garbage plate.
I would say that I wouldn't want baked beans and a hamburger to touch.
See, I think that would be great. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks fantastic. Like chili. Looks like chili.
That's the hot meat sauce, Mike.
That's hot meat. Oh, is that what it is? Hot meat sauce is kind of like chili.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's cool for me. When you put the hot meat sauce, I thought it was hot sauce.
No, it's like a chili, and then it's just all together. I mean, if you want to mix
garbage plates are piled high with starches and meats. Perfect for curing the hangover.
Hangover.
Yeah.
When you've damaged your body, just go ahead and damage it further. That's what it is. Well, it looks delicious to me.
It's like Arby's.
And I think you missed out, Matt.
More like Garby's.
I think you did.
What?
Fellows, next letter says, I know I'm a little late on this, but I would like to shed some light on Shannon's French immersion school.
Oh, good. This is from a bonus show. Yeah.
If I am correct, which I am, she attended the French immersion program at Morningside Elementary School in Suitland, Maryland.
Hmm. Yeah. The Suitland is, what is it? The bastion, the bosom of culture.
Suitland.
It's where I buy all my suits.
Just kidding.
I know this because in the late 1990s, I was a seventh grade language arts teacher at Greenbelt Middle, which housed the Dora Kennedy French Immersion Magnet Program until the new building was constructed in the aughts.
Aughts.
Okay. The majority of the French Immersion students came to our program from Morningside Elementary, located in an area that's major claim to fame was that it was the original home of WPGC, as in 1580 WPGC AM Morningside. You know, if Shannon had played her cards right, I could very well have been her English teacher. Not a sermon, just a thought. Ooh, so that's where she went. Is that where she went?
All the details check out.
Everything that don't know.
I don't know for sure.
You don't know.
If she didn't know, Mike, how was I supposed to know? I talked to her parents for like a cup of coffee and they mentioned it.
Okay, Mike, ask me if it's the right school.
Is it the right school?
Mais oui.
Thank you. Next letter says, TMOS, I have been loving the recent discussions of the crown.
Crown.
Oh, by the way, I'm working on it, really working on it, because every time I do it. So I'll read this as Prince Philip.
Oh, good, please. Good.
Not the real Prince Philip, but the actor who plays him.
Okay.
I've been living the recent discussions of the crown. My wife and I flew through season 4. We're really anxious for the next season. However, hearing Mike's impression as Philip not only causes me to laugh hysterically, it also caused me to venture back to TMOS into TMOS history. I could be wrong, but I think Mike's impression of Philip and the Leesburg Vulture,
James Mason, you're right. You're right. I was thinking about it the whole time I was doing it. Are practically identical. You're right.
But James Mason was much more. He was just a little bit higher.
Sneakier, too, I think. A little bit more sneaky.
As opposed to Philip, who's much more down here.
Uh-huh.
Could we have an example of both to put this issue to bed?
Yes. all right, so...
The Leesburg Vulture.
Yes.
Is up here. Prince Philip is down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're both.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people have to. Why do people have to burden themselves with these petty complaints and criticisms?
Lots of whining.
It's bloody awful. Don't whine. Go into your hole. Crawl back into your hole. You please?
And James Mason is very different than Jackie Mason.
Dan Cortez. Isn't he an MTV VJ?
He was a stunt guy. Yes.
Go back here. Was it Dan Cortez?
Yeah, Dan Cortez.
Yeah.
MTV Sports with Dan Cortez.
And Saturday Night Live
made fun of him for a number of years.
He had a plot arc on Seinfeld. Remember, he dated Elaine and got injured.
Right. Yes.
And then she stopped to buy candy at the movie theater before she went to the hospital. And she thought that was insincere.
How enlightening. let me offer this. I will now do Prince Philip in a scene from Seinfeld.
Oh, good.
Please turn the music down.
Yes, kill the music.
Hello, Newman. All right, thank you.
We now have our insufficient detailed letter of the week. So this would be insufficient detail letter of the week.
No, because if the letter is detailed, it gives you all the information you need. But this is insufficiently detailed.
Yeah, but then it would be insufficiently. You said, this is our insufficient detailed. This is our insufficiently detailed letter of the week.
I think it's a wash there.
You really do?
Yeah, I think because it's what I wanted to say.
I don't think it could. The bottom line with usage.
The bottom line with usage is you have to effectively communicate what you're trying to say. So you're indicating that this, you're saying that this letter does not include enough detail.
That's exactly right, assumption? Your Highness.
But you're saying this insufficient detailed letter of the week. You're saying that the letter is insufficient and the letter is detailed. You understand?
That would be if there was a comma, Prince.
Yes, but I'm not going to do your punctuation on the fly.
My apologies.
Keep talking, you'll be putting a $20 spot in Maddie's mouth. jaw.
All right. Says, hi there. My dad, Robert, has been a frequent listener of the Mike O'Mara Show for 12 years, and he loves the podcast so much. He listens to the podcast when he drives to work every day, and he's been listening to it during his free time in quarantine. The podcast makes him laugh so much, and it makes me so happy that he's enjoying it. His birthday was last Friday, and this year he's turning 46 years old. I wanted to surprise him by getting him a birthday shout-out on the podcast because I know that will identify, that will definitely make him happy. Please give my dad some love for his birthday. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you and have a great day. Chaotic Freckles. No names of the father or the person that sent it.
We have no idea who the sender is. Their email was chaotic freckles something at something something. The father is apparently named Robert, and he just turned 46. But frankly, I think if you're going to submit a greeting, do better.
Well, aren't you Robert? Excuse me. Aren't you Robert?
Yes, but if I were to give a birthday greeting, I would say Robert W. Spiewak Jr.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're 46.
No, I haven't been 46 in a while. Oh, in a jacket or in age.
I christen these C. Knit of Pick.
Yes, Sir Knit of Pick.
Happy holidays, guys. I thought you might like this Christmas music recommendation. The artist, J.D. McPherson. The album, Socks. They are all original songs with clever writing and strong recording, and they quickly found their way into my regular Christmas music rotation. Musically, it's a bit of a rock blues rockabilly with some modern retro lounge backing thrown in. Enjoy and have a great day. Regards, Rick Munoz.
I searched it out. It's pretty good. I mean, I haven't added anything new. Oh, wait, no, that's not right.
16 days to fill the stocking. 16 days of Christmas shopping. Only got 16 more.
Hi there.
Hi.
How about Christmas? Have you done your shopping? You better get busy.
Actually, this is the this is called Hey Skinny Santa, and I thought this was probably the hit single.
There's a lead singer in it somewhere.
It's almost Christmas time. First stop, we gotta get to Chicago.
Works for me.
Yeah, you know what? I poked around. I haven't added an album to my Christmas rotation in a while. I like this one, so thank you, sir, for submitting. Appreciate it.
Can you send me this J.D. McPherson,
please? Well, I know that you'd rather pay retail for it, so I'll send you a link.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's good stuff. I like that. Thank you, Rick. That's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, I liked every
inch of
that.
Sounds like the Blues Brothers.
That's my kind of music.
That's music.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and crew, my daughter Sophie May. Sophie May! Those clothes ain't going to wash themselves. Sophie May. Anyway. She just turned 16. Would you please wish her a happy birthday? You know it's a very special day when we celebrate Sophie May. Happy birthday, happy birthday. She knows you all by name because her father listens to everything and anything TMOS. In the blink of an eye, what a great name, Sophie May.
That's a good name.
Sophie has turned into a beautiful young lady. She's always been an exceptional student, so we're starting to look at colleges for her future. She's the light of my life, and I love her so much. This Saturday, we'll be having a social distance party in the barn.
In the barn!
See, I knew that they were country folk.
So familiar.
With staggered visit times for grandparents, parents, and step-parents. Then a few friends, dogs, cats, horses, and a digital movie projector. Country living has its advantages during these COVID times. Sophie May!
Sophie May
in the barn! Oh,
my phone Happy
fell
birthday.
Down. A phone fell down, Sophie May.
Pick it up. It's down there in the barn.
Sophie May having a birthday. Just don't invite Uncle Ray. I don't know. Thank you, Jen. Sincerely, Darren Martin, a TMOS-aholic in Moncton, Maryland. And happy Sweet 16, Sophie May.
Where That's is wonderful. Moncton? I don't know of Moncton.
Moncton is, I think, around Upper Marlboro, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Right.
Or it's either that or it's on the Eastern Shore.
All right.
So I'm very far apart with Maryland, but...
then Rochester.
You know. Rochester.
Now, now you did it to me. I have to look it up. I'm sorry.
Rochester.
I have to look up Moncton, Maryland. Let me see where it is.
Hold Sounds on. Like a nice place to live.
Moncton.
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 You guys live up there. You should be doing this. I don't know why I'm doing it.
Well, Oscar's from Olney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Maryland.
Map out right now.
Yeah, you know.
O-Town.
Maryland, the crab state.
The cuckoo's nest is no longer in O-Town. Just a quick update for everybody.
What was the cuckoo's nest?
It was like a bar club. I was too young to go when I was younger, but it was there.
Was it crazy? Was it cuckoo?
Pretty big.
Wow, yeah.
Where is it? Boy, it is. It's on 83. Okay. Just off of 83.
Near Mount Airy?
North of Baltimore, north of Cockeysville.
There you go.
Oh, man, I love Cockeysville.
It's way north. It's up near the Pennsylvania border.
Are you going up to the Parade of Lights at Cockeysville this Christmas?
No, let me zoom in right now.
Hit the plus sign.
First of all, if you want to get to Moncton, you want to take the 83 through Towson.
Yes.
And drive near Lutherville. Go through Cockeysville. If you get to Whitehall, you've gone too far. So if you want to go to Sophie Mae's birthday party, you want to go to Moncton, don't go to Whitehall. You'll be too far. And for God's sakes, you might wake up in the morning, you'll be in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania.
You know what?
I don't want to do that.
I don't like the fact that Whitehall is not where the Whitehall Inn is at.
No, the Whitehall Inn is just short of the Bay Bridge. And if Sophie Mae and her family happen to be going down in that part of the world, they're driving down to the bridge, and, they suddenly get that pang, that hunger pang.
Yes.
I suggest pulling off to the abandoned lot that now is the Whitehall Inn, going to the ghost maitre d' and saying, can I get your best table that's now weeds? And before you sit down, maybe you could enjoy some of the Whitehall Inn's fabulous...
fritters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
The
I'm holding my hand. Is this the last letter?
The ghost maitre d'. Yes, it's the
ghost maitre d'. The vacant lot that is the Whitehall Inn. Regarding the letter in the last mailbag about med school students training on older fake patients that enjoyed proctology exams a bit too much.
You remember that?
That's a great callback because it was a funny letter. Here we go. It sounds like a story's coming.
Yes.
A friend of mine attended Georgetown Med School in the late 1980s, and he told us that they hired actual DC prostitutes for med students to practice pelvic exams on because the ladies would give them very blunt feedback about if they were doing the exams correctly. The more you know, Callie Bernstein. Thank you very much. Rob, start the show. My God.
Oh, God. You know what the thing is, though? Those med students, Mike, they weren't allowed to kiss them.
Ew. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas. Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you. But I must say you're the best looking one I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real. Just like I'm really Santa Claus. Oh, go ahead, pull it. Ah. And now, what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, come now, you must want something.
Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Susie!
Susie,
where are you?
Susie! Right down. You know you shouldn't run around in other people's houses. You know better than that.
But this is my house, Mommy. The one I asked Mr. Kringle for. It is. I know it is. My room upstairs is just like I knew it would be. Oh, you were right, Mommy. Mommy told me if things don't turn out just the way you want them to the first time, you still got to believe. And I kept believing, and you were right, Mommy. Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
Where are you going?
To see if there's a swing.
You told her that?
I never really doubted you. It was just my silly common sense.
It even makes sense to believe in me now. I must be a pretty good lawyer. I'd take a little old man and legally prove to the world that he's Santa Claus. Now, you know that...
Oh, no, it can't be. It must have been left here by the people that moved out.
Maybe. Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man, I woke up with a little neck pain today, and yeah? I'm telling you, I'm using my Theragun right now.
So good.
Hey, how are you?
How's that
sound
great?
With my voice? La.
So great.
I love the Theragun.
You know what? You can't even hear it. Can't even hear it on the microphone.
No, it's extraordinarily quiet.
Yeah.
Whether you are an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get
like
through the day.
Sounds like we're having internet issues.
Muscle pain and muscle tension are real things. Even sitting at your desk battling Zoom meetings takes its toll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm literally losing my place in the show doing this Theragun because this Theragun is so marvelous. I use Theragun. I've got it right here. It's the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And now it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. There it is. I am holding it up right on top of the microphone right there. That's how quiet it is.
And it's got different attachments.
Yep. It's fantastic. Yeah. The all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a motor that's so quiet, you'll wonder if it's on, while you soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power. Boy, it's got great power. Amplitude and effectiveness. Try the Theragun for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need. It starts at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. You won't believe the way this thing feels. Theragun.com/TMOS. If I kept this on, I would no longer be paying attention to the show.
Well, I know for a fact you are so into it because you didn't welcome and you didn't do the cities.
Yeah, you went straight
You went right to the commercial.
I got excited about it.
I know
you're
very excited.
Salt Lake City, Utah, Buffalo City, New York, North Carolina, Yorktown, Virginia, Hahira, Georgia, Devil's Lake, North Carolina, and Bordeaux, France. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I got excited because I brought the Theragun in, and I forgot to mention the cities because I was excited to do show and tell.
Excited.
I was very enthusiastic. Right.
Back off, Spiewak.
Okay. Jesus. See, he's a listener first. Just remember that. He will always be a listener first. Nitpick. Stop it. All right? Let me nitpick on myself. What were you going to say? What?
I think we all got the Theragun, so we're enjoying it.
Yes, it's fantastic.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Hold on.
Your own treat? Wanda Farmer sent us so many more treats. Look at these little wonderful cupcakes.
Cupcakes, policeman cookies.
Are those classic Hostess cupcakes with the squiggly white icing on top of them?
Yeah, I got an orange one yesterday. I like the orange better than the chocolate.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're there now. So you're now, Rob, for the first time, enjoying the windfall.
Yes.
That is the Wanda Farmer. By the way, Wanda Farmer sounds like it ought to be a line of candy, doesn't it?
Oh, my
God.
It does. Yeah.
What, seriously, Wanda, I don't know if anybody's talked to you about branding, but Wanda Farmer. By the way, you know, but why don't you slide Wanda's address my address
are
to Wanda.
Are you allowed to have these?
Well, I'm not, but my son might like
some.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, Wanda.
You my
know,
son.
What happened? Well, we went over the border to Massachusetts and we stopped at Wanda Farmer's and got our candy.
Yeah, I'm not
for the
sure.
Trip
you know
to
what?
Grandmother's
it
house.
Might not be candy. It might be like pot pies, like a Marie Callender's type thing.
But I mean, it's Marie Callender. That's a terrible name.
Yeah. It's
Wanda Farmer?
Yeah.
Wanda Farmer.
I'm in.
Where are you going? Wanda Farmers.
Yeah.
Wanda Farmers pancake mix.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Wanda, this is Mike O'Mara. I'm not a Wall Street player, but I want to take you public. I want to take you public, Wanda Farmer. I truly do. That's how special that name is. That name sounds like... And by the way, you know what people are doing right now? I guarantee you.
What's that?
What the... You know, those douches that go out...
They've bought WandaFarmer.com.
And got it already.
Yeah, sure.
WandaFarmer.com. Get it, Pony! Get it right now! WandaFarmer.com!
Get it! You get that and I'll start selling the apple butter. Wanda Farmer's apple butter.
Something we have not done on the show that I think for 2 weeks... I have been talking about is, and maybe Rob can speak to it.
Yes.
And maybe Oscar can speak to it too.
Yes.
What was it? 3-4 weeks ago, Facebook made some wholesale changes to the way that they.
And they rolled it out for a long time where they would pop it up and they'd say, if you want to go back to the old one, click here. But here's where we're headed. Right.
Let me start with my question, and then maybe you can walk us through the new Facebook.
Pony says WandaFarmer.com is available.
Get it, Pony. I want WandaFarmer.com.
Get him, Elizabeth.
We could rename Rob Spiewak's fruitcakes. Wanda Farmer fruitcakes. Yeah, I mean, I swear to God, the brand sounds like, well, it's Wanda Farmer. It's got to be that. And really, you could walk in right now and go.
Spiewak sounds a little trashy. You're right.
Have you tried these Wanda Farmer almonds? Oh, they're the best. Well, they're Wanda Farmer.
Yeah, but you can do the same delivery for the Spiewak cakes.
What do you mean?
Spiewak. I'm sorry. With that name.
Well, no, it's like
sounds
Smuckers.
Sounds like something somebody's going to do on the sidewalk.
No, it's like Smuckers. With a name like Spiewak, it's got to be good.
No, Spiewak is just so ethnic. I'm sorry.
Ethnic.
It's just so
ethnic.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that Spiewak. The word?
Yeah. I don't think that's the word you want.
Well, it's so Spiewak. It sounds Eastern Europe.
I don't look at it that way. It just sounds it sounds aggressive.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a warm candy coating.
Wanda Farmer
sounds like I'm going to peel open my, get my, and Rob said it right. The pot pie. This is a dumb show. Wanda Farmer's pot pies. You know? Yeah. What are you planning on doing? I'm just going to go home, have some Wanda Farmer's, and turn in for
what
the
I love
maybe
about
have
the,
a glass of wine.
Mike, a delicious mix of white and dark meat turkey under a flaky crust. It's Wanda Farmer's
and
pot pies.
And in fairness, if we're going to include all of us, if you use my government name, Oscar Ceballos, you sound like you have a customs issue. And I get that.
You know what? I don't like the name Ceballos. It sounds too ethnic.
And I've already tried.
Thank you, Rob.
I've already tried. Sorry about that. But it does sound like, you know, Spiewak.
Well, I mean, it's from Poland. Yeah, I mean, it sounds
like Polish.
Yeah,
but I don't hear Polish. It's too Polish. It won't sell.
It won't sell.
So Polish.
All right, what about this? Wanda Farmer fruitcake and Rob Spiewak pierogi.
Hey, this is delicious Wanda Farmer fruitcake. And here, have a cup of Rob Spiewak borscht. Anyway. So getting back to Facebook. Yes. So I'm the main concern I have is that I call them, and even though they're not bullies, I call them Facebook bullies. And they're people that dominate my feed.
Right.
I have 5,000 friends, which is maxed out on Facebook. And by the way, the new Facebook doesn't let me see that right on right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to see see it right there.
Yeah.
I used to see that. The first thing it wants me to do is create a story.
I hate that.
I hate that. Then I go down to the second thing on here. It says, create a stars goal to earn more money. Okay, you're soliciting. It's just solicit. I get down a little, and there's one right there. There's a person. I will not diss everybody that dominates my feed, but it didn't take any waiting for the. And here's what I used to do. I used to eliminate the overly addicted people on Facebook by going to recent stories, the most recent.
Right.
And I would click on the most recent. And people complained about it, that you get top stories and you get most recent.
Yes.
I would always go to most recent to edit out the top stories, which are people that can't take a shit without posting it on Facebook, and therefore they're always viewed. Am I right about it? Isn't that how it basically works?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the more you interact with them, if you ever click like or something or comment, they're going to be prioritized on your feed.
Quick update, sidebar, fellas.
Yes.
Sidebar.
This from the Pony Studios, Pony COVID Studios in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes.
We now own WandaFarmer.com.
WandaFarmer.com. Wanda Farmer's Candies. Wanda, contact Oscar. We're going
to
make money off of this.
No. Wanda, we just want to help out.
Link it to our website. Right now, immediately do it.
Get Wanda. She's not selling anything yet, but Wanda Farmer will be.
Right.
If we have anything to do with it. Wanda Farmer. Boy, have you tried these Wanda Farmer lemon drops? They are the bomb. So my question is, first of all, this falls under the category, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why this concept? Are these the board? Is this like Apple, where they have these people making amazing amounts of money that just have to justify their existence, when I was perfectly content? Doesn't Facebook skew older And don't they know old people don't like change?
But right? I have a theory on this, and Oscar, I'd like to pose it and see what your reaction is. Another thing that they brought out with this new upgrade is something called Facebook Rooms. Now, I'm with you. I hate stories. I don't like stories because they're temporary and they tend to get in the way. But the Facebook Rooms allows you to have a video chat with your friends. So it's kind of like their take on Zoom.
Yes.
And so the thing is I think they sort of reinvented the format so they could push in some new features and make a splash with it. Do you think it was a way, Oscar, the update to introduce us to the notion of rooms?
It's look, it's an evolve or die game every time we do this. There's new features from other platforms that need to be pushed
to
the
forefront.
They
need to be stolen.
That's so corporate, by the way. I mean, I'm with you. I get it to a certain extent. Evolve or die. You know, it's just like we tweak on this show, too. I'd be lying
tweak
if
or die.
I didn't say
tweak or die.
We're after the first of the year, I usually like to update the show.
Yeah, mix it up.
I'm gonna mix it up after the first of this year. We're going to have a different placement for different things. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some new features.
Yeah.
Best example of that would be, I think, within the last 3 months, maybe even 6 months, we put in TMOS Talking Head.
Yes.
It's a new idea. We try it. It sticks. Well, it sticks. We're happy with it. It's going really, really well. But go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, I like the changes that Mike is talking about. It's not comfortable because it's like you're used to using it a certain way, and then boom, it's there, and you're like, oh, now I got to deal with this. But Mike, at the end of the day, they're not looking out for you and I. They're looking out for they want these wonderful young kids working from home and zooming their schools from home to interact, and they want them to stay on the platform longer. So the name of the game is, honestly, time spent on the service.
So if they complicate it, it makes us stay longer.
No, if they add more features like the rooms.
Uh-huh. So what they've done is they're turning into Wegmans. They're figuring out a way to make you stay longer, and they're not. And also, Mike, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, this would be appealing to a younger person, probably.
Do you know what I noticed now that I'm really looking at it is that there's less room for content, and the margins have gotten bigger. There's more room for ads. There's more room for all the stuff you click on.
Yeah.
The actual Facebook stuff, even though that's littered with ads too, is narrow. It's a third
of
your
screen.
Well,
a short time ago, also, when this was being rolled out, I have now been inundated with ads targeting me specifically that a year ago did not exist.
Well, we know they listen. As a matter of fact, I bet within the next hour, you and I both get targeted ads for pot pies.
So Facebook is driven by ad dollars.
Yeah.
Because now you can use their data to make your own ads and then find your own people.
By the way, 14 hours ago, Yaz McGowan Brinton, who posted such a gorgeous picture of her fruitcakes that had arrived. We'll be talking about fruitcakes later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That warms my cockles.
Yeah,
I'll take that all day long. Because it's me.
Me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it sure is.
What the hell was that?
I grazed a button. I'm not used to this new this new soundboard yet. My fault. Sorry.
Fingers the size of human hands.
It's driven by ads. So I think if they're giving you more real estate for ads, that's by design.
Mm-hmm.
And for and I get the pain. I guess the pain that comes with Jesus, why do I have to dig down to see where my friends are or find friends of friends or anything like that? But I think it only takes a few weeks, Mike, and you're like, oh, this is what I got to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, they've changed
before.
I've had
it for a week or so, and I don't know how to negotiate it. I want to get the most recent. I don't want to get the top stories, which it seems I'm getting. It seems like I can't now avoid the stories that I used to avoid. How do I do it, Rob Spiewak?
You just have
Robert,
to,
you think, are right over there. Yeah, you're looking around seriously like you've lost your pants.
Out. No, I apologize. The soundboard is just I needed to adjust something. Mike, you're going to have to get used to it. We've all hated every update that Facebook has ever done. And I hate it more than anybody.
Get most recent?
I would have to. Let me prowl around and see if there is a way to do it.
You told me you were going to help me with it today.
I'm telling you that I'm helping you complain
about
it because I don't like it.
What crisis are you having right now where you can't concentrate on the subject at
hand? This is an actual show meeting now, right now.
What's happening?
I lost a promo. I had to put it back into the board, so we have a promo to go to.
All right, don't worry about that. Yeah. I'll do it on the fly.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do it live.
Fix Mike's recent.
So I think if you click, there is at the top, you have to click the Facebook F, you know, at the upper left corner of your screen.
Got it. Clicked it. I'm clicking.
Now you're on home. And I think if you go to see more at the bottom, and there should be a menu down
there. Learn more?
No, Seymour. Like, you'll have your name, and then it'll say friends, pages, memories, groups, ad center, ads manager, all that stuff.
Where is that?
That's if you, on your homepage, if you click the Facebook F on the upper left, and then under that, you should see your name and some options.
I see my name, but it says create a story.
But it doesn't.
Are you on your phone or are you on your.
Wait, you know what he is? He's on an iPad.
No. So he's getting. I'm on a laptop.
He's on a laptop.
You're on a laptop.
Yeah.
All right. Here's it.
And there should be a way that it says see more and then see less.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
That, oh, he's in the. Look, Rob. He sees all the stories at the very top.
Okay. Then
is that what you're seeing?
No, I'm on the other. We don't even have the same version of it then. That's weird.
I have the same version. Hold on, Mike. I'll help you out.
All right. Very good.
Bad for me, Rob.
Right. Okay. And so, gosh, it's tough. I'm looking, actually, Mike, for the way to, you know, see what you want to see. And
what
it looks like it's
gone. The little
gone.
House is home. Right?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
the home.
Mm-hmm.
Then the little video screen is watch.
Right.
Then the marketplace.
Yeah, I hate
you gotta
that.
Have that. Then there's a dog paw. Oh, that's groups.
Groups.
And then there's more.
More.
Then there's a plus. It
yes.
says create.
Mm-hmm.
There's messenger. We know what that is. Messages
right.
that you get. Notifications. We got that.
And then account. Right. I am not seeing the.
Do you have settings at all at the bottom?
At the bottom? How do I get to the bottom? Bottom's you scroll. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you scroll down, is what I'm saying.
There, this fellow just wrote 200,000 votes were digitally adjudicated. Oh, hi, Todd. Let it go.
Was it Todd?
Let it go, Todd. Let it go. It's over. Thank you. No, so that's it. So, in other words, it's not going to be fixed.
No, it looks like they've taken away that option for us. That's the worst.
Oh, man.
Well, you're okay.
So, I found your time on Facebook. Do you want to guess how much time I've had
yeah.
on Facebook? Let's just look. Average this week, 50 minutes.
How do you find that?
I feel
that?
Like that's low.
How do you find that?
If you're on, if you're in your...
I think it's indelibly clear. No one knows how to use Facebook
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah,
well, they've changed
I think we've
it.
Proven
yeah.
that beyond a shadow of the doubt. Rob, what are you looking at with you not... Are you loading your promo or
no,
are you doing...
No, I'm looking at...
Rob,
did you not come
to me today before the show and say... I've got my iPad here to help you with Facebook.
No, I said I've got my laptop here so we can talk about the new version of Facebook.
Okay.
And I didn't realize your problem was that you wanted to be able to change your top viewings, and I don't see how to change it.
I don't want
to
change. I don't want to see on my news feed the top stories. I want to see the most recent stories.
Most
That's
recent
all.
Stories.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
I'll dig in after the show. I can give you an answer. Yeah.
It's this is killing me because I'm normally, you know what I've said in the past, I'm not good at many things. I used to be good at this.
You're great at Facebook.
And now I can't even do this. This is horrible.
It's okay.
All right. That was a terrific segment. Thank you very much. That's great. I'm glad we were able to do that. And anyway, for Facebook, it's might be time for it to be jettisoned out of my life.
Oh, let's go to TikTok.
Yeah.
I,
dancing
yeah,
videos.
Oh, TikTok. I've logged a little time on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
As a contributor
or a
viewer.
I actually go to YouTube and I see the highlights of TikTok. Only a specific kind, though. But that's terrible. And Brian Thomas, Jeremy Reed, Gerald Saltman, and Carla O'Mara. Yeah, I guess she's on there as well. See all stories. All right, I hate it. I hate it so bad.
Stories is a cancer. I hate stories.
Well, I hate the fact that you told me you wanted to do this segment and then there was... Nothing, as Robert De Niro would say, and you're still looking at it like I'm looking at it.
I didn't know what I thought that we'd be able to figure it out because I didn't know what you wanted.
Gotcha. We'll take a break and we'll come back. There it is. There's a little window into my life. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Matt sent you a text.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomerashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration. It's more important to keep your body properly hydrated during the winter months. With one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as water alone. And since flu season is here, Liquid IV can help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It can even help with hangovers after those extra holiday drinks. Mm. Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors, guava, watermelon, and apple pie. Mm. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 3 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Way to go, Liquid IV. To date, the company has donated over 6.7 million servings globally. It's convenient, and I love it. Liquid IV, available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Oscar came to me before the show, said he wanted to address the fan club. I always move that to the start, to the front of the line when you mention that, because I certainly have taken opportunities to address the fan club in the past. To what do we owe this request?
All right. So for those of you who listened to yesterday's show, there was a bit of a to-do on the program and about if people were leaving early or they weren't leaving early or people's wives or this and that.
Right.
And I thought it was a fun, spirited debate.
It was. Right. Yeah.
And I think we established a few things that, you know, Carrie Rules, and that's Rob's wife. For
that's what's on my t-shirt today.
Yes, Carrie Rules.
Carrie Rules.
We established that if we're going to be communicating, we communicate with one another. It's not our wives' responsibility.
No. Unless your wife explicitly says, don't talk to Rob about money. He doesn't understand it. Talk to me.
Yeah, but
it was not a money issue. It was a scheduling issue.
Yeah, it was a money issue. It was a money issue that became a scheduling issue. Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Do you have any music for tap dancing, Mike? Because I don't have any handy. I'm just
This is my segment, not yours.
Oh, that's right.
So I wanted to tell the listeners that yesterday was so much fun for me to engage with you with all of the hate because poor Rob is being put upon.
Oh, are you being hated on?
Yeah, but look, I'm also an admin, so if it really bothers me, I could just delete the post.
Do you have any examples?
Let me, at the top of my mind, somebody wrote, this is eloquent. Oscar's the dick. Period. Mm-hmm. So another.
Well, the mobbers are not in your camp. You know, I mean, I share people with both the Oscar people and the Rob people, but then there are people that are Mike haters as well. But I don't think there's as much crossover between the mobbers and the.
I think we found the Oscar haters.
The Oscar haters.
Yeah, and it's like the cicadas.
Every 17 years,
you got to shake that ground, look for those little holes, and it's curtains.
Right.
But it was fun, and for me, engagement is something that I'm not that good at with the listenership online. Mike, you know this.
I'd love to go to the TMOS fan club on Facebook.
Yes.
But give me a roadmap on how to do that.
It is hard. It is.
Without typing it in, I'll type it in because that's what I do. There it is. You know what? When I hit it, it was right there.
Okay.
That's another TMOS group. Something about appreciating something. I'm not sure what it is.
On the left side of your screen, do you have your shortcuts?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
is it under there?
It's most recent things. I'm trying to scroll down.
Okay.
All right.
It was fun. It was fun to go back and forth. And I just wanted to highlight that no one's feelings are hurt here. Rob and I are fine.
Yes.
It was a good like moment on the show. And if it generated some heat for people to listen to the program, that's all we need.
That's it. That's it. As I wrote on one of the threads last night, Oscar, gonna be all right. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine. But it was like I finally got a window into your soul of what it's like and how much fun it is to engage.
And well, sometimes you do, and usually you engage in a very sarcastic way,
yes.
Or you don't engage at all.
I engaged thoroughly yesterday because the Ravens were winning, and it was a late afternoon, so I said, let me see what's going on here.
Full engagement.
Full engagement.
By the way, they've effed this up, too, so I'm trying to...
F them sideways. But no, not the fan club. The fan club is absolutely great, and all are welcome. It's like Ellis Island.
How is the fan page messed up? Is it again?
No, I got that. It's just more effort to do it. Hey, Oscar Santana, this is bigger and cheaper than your Spite House.
No, that's not it.
Oh. He's off. Oh. Stay
it's
on
somebody
topic,
that's like,
please,
it's somebody that shows a big house in Georgetown. Is that what it was? I
could never afford.
That living room is probably bigger than your entire house right now. That's fine. So obviously I can
Those
tell
are
you
fun.
Were engaging.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill Harrison. Because Oscar doesn't like to call people out by name.
Right.
Hey, Bill, lighten up. Oscar is a dick. That's not nice.
Yeah. No.
And you're an admin. You could have taken that down.
I could take anything down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 40 comments. They got wet.
Yeah,
that got them wet. That got them wet, 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 wet.
That term.
Hey, Jolene.
It's kind of gross.
Jolene, you can send us all that lint stuff in a while, but you better be careful, all right? I know you like all the soft people on the show, but the fact is, you know, back off a little bit, all right, with your likes for Oscar is a dick. Oscar's made this show what it is.
Jolene loves to break balls, and I love that she does that, Mike. Thank you for coming
She broke balls on me before, so I was really thinking about me.
And besides,
let's see if there are any other people
Mike,
I know.
Mike, lint chocolates aren't nearly as good as Wanda Farmer's pralines.
Wanda Farmer's. No, but Jolene likes to mix it up. Oh, Jolene
digs
the negativity.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
I like that you mix it up.
Yeah.
Oh, you do not. No, you don't. You don't like to get Oscar as a dick followed by a like from somebody
who
says,
I
like that somebody called Oscar a dick. You don't like that, don't lie.
Negative posts about, I like attention.
But you don't, don't tell the truth. Who would possibly like Oscar is a dick?
I
would go down there. I would go with my block line and go bam, 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 bam.
I responded to it. I put the smiley face laughing.
Oh, God. All right. All right. Maybe
that's your sarcastic engagement.
Yeah. I was like,
nobody likes to be called a dick.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Thumbs way up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Right. Ooh. Yep.
Hold on.
Ooh,
this is fast.
Like
so you got upset. You got a little upset with this.
Yeah, I got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly, but I mean, it bugs you sometimes, right? This is where we have a forum for people that, that want to talk about the show and want to support the show.
We're not monsters to each other.
No. Like, we do shtick.
Yeah, we do shtick. And there is structure.
By the way, I mean, we will scream bloody murder at each other in this 90 minutes, followed by... what I believe almost 99.9, I do not remember.
They don't carry this with us.
No. Where we ended a show and we went, see, and we just shut the cameras off and stuff and we moved on. That just doesn't happen because if we have an issue, we button it up. Happen yesterday.
Do they think that after yesterday's show, like Oscar and I had like little storm clouds over it? No, Oscar put on his mask and came over to the studio and we talked and talked
kind
about,
of about some other stuff.
People are talking about you not paying for a drink. Oh my God! I don't think I paid for a drink. I'm not sure.
They didn't pay for a drink when they were around me.
I'm trying to see. All right, Oscar Santana probably won't remember me, but he's one of the nicest, most generous people I've met. That's Tommy Meyerhoffer.
Oh, Tommy's a great guy. Very nice.
Do you know Tommy Meyerhoffer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How do you know everyone?
I don't know everyone. I just know Tommy.
Okay. All right. Why don't you let this is me talking about him? Okay,
but
you have to immediately.
He's a sweet
guy. Have to immediately. Do you see how he does that? You see how he immediately covers his own ass to go. Oh, Tommy Meyerhoffer is one of the nicest people I know. Me.
Tommy is sweet though.
I know how you roll, Rob. I do. I know how you roll sometimes. Okay.
You know,
Tommy Meyerhoffer was giving your boy here a compliment in a hate-filled rant. Something you rarely experience. You know, you get it on the outside sites like I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where
you
get your hate.
Yeah.
But you don't get any in the fan club ever.
It's hard.
Do you remember anything where you've gotten? Do you ever get any real hate?
I don't think so. And if I do, I normally block them. So then it's done.
Yeah, but I mean, I block too, but I still, they still keep coming. They keep coming like the Japanese in World War II. We'll attack at dawn, even though we know the machine guns are on the hill. All right.
The machine guns are on the hill.
Oscar, there's a lot more good than bad in here. All right.
It was just a wonderful back and forth. I would just wanted to address the team, the fan club.
Is that pretty much the one thread, Oscar?
Oh, no, there's another thread.
There might be two or three other threads. Oh, there's Jolene. Jolene's all over it. So anyway, yeah. She's having fun. Yeah. I love you, Jolene, even though I give you a hard time, too.
There's a dog collar one. Somebody said I was the worst manager ever. Which was
wow.
Funny.
The dog collar was a hot button issue yesterday.
Yeah, I said it's just a slight buzz.
That's all it is.
Though the shock collar, you get a lot of heat on that one too.
Yeah.
So
apparently,
that's been
vetoed, by the way, in the O'Mara household. There will be no shock collar
on anybody.
Well, I still get to wear mine.
just on Friday nights.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this goes on. This is massive.
Yeah,
this
but you know what's great? It's the engagement. It was nice to catch up with people.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Don't do that to me, people. We got to take a break, please. I'd rather not have that kind of interaction.
Oscar's logic is like, sure, my house burned down, but I met some really nice firemen.
Yeah, they're nice.
They were nice.
Turn people thoughtful. Around.
It's really nice. Most of the people are really being kind.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw one that said Team Rob.
Right.
I'm not a big sports guy.
Wrote that name down.
I get totally distracted when I go into this Facebook. Glad to finally found it. We'll take a break, come back with more. We're late now.
Yes,
damn it.
Late.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Man.
Tonight, after an all-new Kate and Ellie, a holiday special for the entire family. Christmas with the O'Maras.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Join Mike and the entire O'Mara family as they celebrate the season with an hour of music.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Comedy.
I'm not going to be f***ing Santa Claus. F*** you all. I swear to God.
And fun, along with special guest stars Eric Estrada, Lola Falana, and Lou Holtz.
Well, I don't get to bring the income.
Along with the O'Mara family singers as they celebrate the Yuletide season.
1, 2, 3, went down.
It's all part of a December to remember. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I see 7 hours ago, somebody wrote, I don't give an F. Oscar is a boss. Sometimes you got to regulate. One like. One like. I want to celebrate the person that gave the... Man Hernandez, whoever that is, that's one like.
You got to regulate. Right. Yeah.
Oscar is a dick, like 40 likes. No, maybe even more than that.
Mike, people love negativity. What have we always said? That's what draws them out, especially this time of year. People want negativity.
I'm just going back up here. So many comments on this thread.
It was a hot thread.
Red hot.
It was a very, very hot thread.
Chan's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm talking to the fan club.
Only 25 likes. Only 25 likes, but 120 comments.
Wow.
So got people going.
Wow.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Cold weather's here. There's nothing like a roaring fire. 46 degrees in Southwest Florida this morning. Great, great morning for a Solo Stove. So that's what I'm going to do during the day. I'm going to have a fire.
Oh, that's so
all day and sit outside.
Sweet.
Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Solo Stove rocks. Best thing about Solo Stove, comes in its own carrying case. You can take your Solo Stove over to a neighbor's house and have a fire over there if they don't have a fire pit. It's fantastic. Solo Stove, we all got them. We love them. They create moments. Stainless steel construction. They regulate the airflow to burn efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. And you don't get that campfire smell. And ash. It's just a little ash for easy cleanup.
Ash. So easy.
Solo Stove products are portable and built to last, easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. Let me address what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mike. I'll probably have my own thread tonight. All right.
to the fan club, the people that do this, the people that put up Oscar as a dick. I know Oscar can come off as dickish. He's been dickish to me. He's been dickish to Pony. He's been dickish to Rob. He's been dickish to his wife. He does that. He communicates. He burns hot like I do. But Oscar is running the business side of things for this. And what you do is one thing Oscar is he's reliable, and he has helped me out an awful lot during this. There are lots of things that need to be done and lots of things that need to get done and lots of things that slack in our jet stream. I am not singling anybody out about this, but I am saying, fan club, when you do this and put up Oscar as a dick and then it gets a bunch of likes, you enable the bad behavior that got Oscar in trouble in the first place. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You enable that. When you reward certain people on this show by saying, oh, the poor, 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 they love it. They cherish it. They will say comments throughout to me and to Oscar that, you know, well, that's the way you like to do it if you say that. If that's the way you feel. And we get the crap for it. And it sucks. I hate it. I hate it. I've always hated it. Mike, by the way, I was the recipient of that when I used to work with Don. Don would get this. Now I understand why he got so pissed off. Because they would attack him for picking on me mm-hmm. or Rob or mm-hmm. somebody. And Rob and I would kind of go, oh, no, don't do that. Now it's being done to me. So I know the game. I know how it works. There's nothing Rob can do. There's nothing Pony can do. But they can't get up there. They can't protest enough because it would be disingenuous.
I guess at the root of it, and the one semi-grating and annoying factor, although it was fun to engage, and I stand by that,
yeah,
was that they thought this was an official, sanctioned meeting, and we were really upset about something.
Right. Rob Spiewak has put in, if you don't think Oscar and I are aware of the fact that Rob Spiewak has put in hours on yeah. hours,
he does
on
the work.
Hours on hours yeah. of extra that Rob Spiewak, and it, look, you can laugh all you want, but fruitcakes are a part of our business
yeah.
model. It's
sure.
a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob was excited about showing me the ornament today. If you don't think that we're not aware yeah. of his work ethic in that regard, you are sorely mistaken. Please don't oversimplify yeah. it. But I understand people like to hate
and
on
at
us.
But at the root of it, the I guess the joke was, I mean, who hasn't left work early? Like,
right.
who hasn't done that?
Right.
And just
right.
like been like, oh, no one's around. I'm going to just go head out. No big deal. I'll do my work from home.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, I have to make an announcement here. All right. And mm-hmm. I'm not, I wanted to hedge my bets and I wanted to keep my options open. But, well, since Howard signed a 5-year deal and I make a 1/10 of 1% of the money Howard makes, I will be working into my 70s.
Attaboy.
Thank you very much. That's it.
So three more years?
I've said that. I'm 61, you nad. I will be, but no, it's just, it does. It still bugs me. I don't speak for Oscar. I don't know how it bugs him or not, but it does bug me. The worst example was when I went over the top with Pony Boy when he didn't go to Japan. That hurt yeah. me more than anything
yeah,
else because
yeah.
because I was so mad that this opportunity was missed that I overreacted, and I do that. It's the same thing with there are people that overreact when somebody gets hurt. Because you're so concerned that they got hurt. It's terrible. There's
yeah.
no redeeming quality
you're
about
right.
it. It's mm-hmm. a terrible thing. It is an element of my personality I would change in a heartbeat if I was better about people.
And we got to know a lot about more about Pony, which we thought we knew.
Right.
That like he just doesn't. He doesn't like to travel, and he likes to stick around like a little radius. And
yeah.
That's
but
where
let
he's
me
happy.
Just say
and
this.
He
has a horrible pill addiction.
I don't think. He has a what addiction?
A horrible pill addiction.
Remember his meds.
A pill addiction.
That's what kept him.
Yeah, too many meds that he was going to take to Japan. But at the same time, was Rob Spiewak on that thread at all?
Which yesterday's threads?
The Oscar is a dick thread.
Yeah, he jumped in. I think this morning or late last night because I was watching the game of it.
And he's done that.
Hey guys, relax. Which was sweet.
Yeah, I said relax. It's going to be okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay. I mean,
but you didn't want to. I've been in the same shoes that you've been in, and you do that because you think it's a good thing to do for your job. But you're like me. It's like when the other guy was getting crap, when Geronimo was getting crap for yelling at me, and there'd be people screaming about that, you know, and I'd be on the air going, this is really ridiculous. I don't like when I'm the whole time I'm thinking, he is a dick. Stop doing that. You feel the exact same way. Why don't you just admit it?
No.
You feel he's being a dick to you when he's doing that.
No, I loved yesterday's segment because it was able to bring that out into the forefront of the stuff. And you know what? If he came off as dickish during the segment, I came off as lazy during the segment. I don't think I'm very lazy. I don't think he's a dick. And that's why when I saw it, I'm just like, guys, it's a show. Relax. Oscar had already stated that
it
was
how wonderful it would be if you said, yes, he really is a dick. That would be so special for the show right now. That would be just so wonderful.
Be three more threads.
Someday, be 20 more threads if we did that. Oh my God, I could do this all day long. All right, thanks for your honesty, Rob. Okay, we got to take a break. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Not possible. Anyway, we will take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Honest Show, Mike O'Mara Show.
Run! Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify.
Thank you very much, Wayne. We're late. I got to get back to it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. Your family has adapted to a lot of change this year, and with some creative problem solving, you've discovered new ways to tackle life's day-to-day. So, to make the end of the year special, start something new. Let's talk about KiwiCo. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, you'll give a gift that inspires curiosity and learning all year round. The most wonderful gifts are the ones that spark wonder, and with KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative crates, you can share new discoveries with everyone on your holiday list this year. It encourages children to be innovators and creative thinkers. I still love that KiwiCo got my son into astrology. It was so much fun when we did that crate. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. Before we get to news you may not need, when I lose track of the show like that, do you think this is a question for both of you.
Yes.
Do you think the audience is as engaged as we all were
absolutely.
During that?
Or
at least
absolutely.
I was.
100%. Okay. Yes.
So I hope so.
Time flew by. Flew by.
Zoom. That's right. It was mucho, mucho fun. Let's do the news, please.
News.
Boo. The World Wildlife Federation just ran a new study and found we all consume a credit card's worth of plastic every week.
A week?
We ingest it. I mean, that's truly, truly stunning. Every week, it's sitting down and eating a credit card with a knife and fork every Sunday.
Do?
We eat plastic.
Put that cupcake down.
That's probably got it in there right now.
Well, I mean, you know, it was only last week that he started unwrapping them.
Hey, here are a few other comparisons. In 1 year, we eat the equivalent of an entire dinner plate's worth of plastic. In 10 years, we eat the equivalent of a lifesaver flotation ring. In our lifetime, we eat the equivalent of 2 dumpsters full of plastic. So how's this affecting us and how can we stop it? Scientists don't know yet how eating so much microplastic affects us and our health, but it can't be great. How do we stop eating so much? A lot of it comes from pollution. From plastic dumped in the water that affects our drinking water and seafood. Mm. So, you know, join the fight. I wear my little Four Ocean thing for getting the plastic out of the water.
I bet it's gotten worse since the water bottle craze, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, 20 yeah. years ago, you drank a glass of water. Now everyone's got a bottle of water.
So and I really am a water from the filtered refrigerator guy yeah. right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that's I what do now.
Not ice,
a lot
though.
Of bottled water. Here's another survey, because that's the time of year where we have a prep service here at the Mike O'Mara Show that loves surveys at the end of the year.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Speaking of going home early, that's what they do. They do not. Anyway.
Mike, are you still using the copy and paste news service?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
That's the name of it right there.
That's it. Copy and paste. Tinder just released a survey. And a review blog post, and quite a few of their findings have very only in 2020 to them. Here are six of the best ones. Mentions of Black Lives Matter were up 5,500% in 2020 and is now a more common phrase in people's profiles than the phrase hookup on
wow.
Tinder. People mentioning masks in their profiles obviously jumped a lot after March once the pandemic started. Mask mentions were up 1,000%. The most used emoji on Tinder this year was the person shrugging. Okay. That tells you where we are.
Yeah.
When the new Animal Crossing game came out, there was a big rush of people arranging dates on Tinder to meet up virtually on each other's Animal Crossing islands. Didn't your daughter do Animal
Crossing?
She
still does it occasionally, yeah, yeah.
The word vote appeared in twice as many profiles in 2020. And finally, Carol Baskin killed her husband became a popular phrase in bios and chats after Tiger King came out. So
That'll bring Tinder. The chicks to your doorstep.
Thanks. Thanks, Tinder. Thanks, Tinder people. We appreciate that. The owners of a popular breakfast spot near Seattle called the Maltby Cafe say they'd have to close after 30-plus years in business. So customers launched a GoFundMe that has now raised over $128,000. Then, while one of the owners was doing an interview about it, a customer walked up and gave her another $5,000.
Wow.
That's America at its best right yes. there. And got a good joint that you like, you prop them up. That's yes. the way it goes. I think that is absolutely wonderful. And nothing like a great breakfast joint. It's good stuff for them. And it makes me proud that people are doing that. Plastic surgery numbers have gone up during the pandemic, according to surgeons across the country. They say it's a mix of people not liking how they look on video chats. I'm looking right here. And knowing they have plenty of time at home to recover from surgery. And I think if so, we're doing this big thing on honesty today, we should mention that every single member of the TMOS crew has had a little work done.
Of course.
Absolutely.
During that.
That's how we do this.
I had an eye lift. Pony Boy had his stomach stapled.
It's really working.
Oscar just had a tiny little lift, a little chin lift. Rob, I forgot, what was the procedure that plastic surgery
was really popular? They actually removed a credit card from my stomach.
Thank you very much. Eating too much plastic, ladies and gentlemen. And now a little something. The cops in Talmadge Township, Michigan, got a call on Monday about a man walking around a grocery store completely and totally bottomless.
Oh.
That freaked me out if I was in a grocery store and that happened. Someone got his license plate number and an officer pulled him over. But when the cop went back to his car, the bottomless guy took off a running. The cops chased him and eventually they did catch him. We assume he was wearing shoes, but you never know. He's looking at several charges now. Customers at the grocery store where he was shopping also complained that the Honeycrisp apples...
What?
I'm so sorry. That's so unprofessional. I was trying to do it so cool and
Play it straight.
He's looking at several possible charges. Customers at the grocery store are also complaining that the Honeycrisp apples taste really funny this year. holy balls. It wasn't that funny, but it made me laugh.
It's did you forget that it was coming up and it surprised you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
Just you just picture the bag.
The bag.
On the Honeycrisp. Just like that. We gotta take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault. And don't say anything about me online tonight, please.
Please.
I'm doing the best I can. Stop picking on Oscar. And don't pick on Rob either. Or Maddie or Pony or anything.
No, pick on Pony.
All right. Happy holidays. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Oh. It's the holidays, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the holidays. Somebody's life suck?
Mm-hmm.
tap, tap.
We'll be right back.
Back to work, fool.
Nuggets are what, bitch?
Are you at work?
No, I'm on my way home.
I thought your schedule was till 5. The reason why I started having you and Pony stay here is because things were falling through the cracks. I love Spiewak, but he's going to find a way to skirt the system.
Nuggets are what, bitch?
I think that I'm also quite a valuable asset to this show as well. I expect you to be there till 5, and maybe there's been a misunderstanding, but if you leave early, I need to know.
Rob gets to leave at 5, but I have to stay till 6.
Get to what, bitch?
I have the baby Pony. I forgot I had to micromanage you.
Appreciate you minimizing me on a misstep that you took.
Get to what, bitch?
My weak spot is that I always underestimate how much you two can piss me off.
I hope you can work on that.
Paying the cost to be the comedy boss. Listen like it's your job. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Get back to
is that
work.
Twitch again?
Yeah,
he turned that in about 90 minutes.
Oh my God.
Great work.
Yeah. Awesome job. Great Welcome time. Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone knows about Christmas. You know, that classic December holiday. It's almost here, you know, so you had better get
Christmas.
Ready. You better get ready. Have you chosen your 7 feasting fishes? That's Christmas Eve for the Italians.
That's Italian, yeah.
Did you fill your Advent calendar with cheese? Are there rocks around your Christmas tree? Is the status of your chestnuts roasted? Ooh. Has a reindeer run over your father's mother? Oh, look at Grandma. Have you silvered your bells?
No.
No. Good God, man. Time is running out. At least you still have time to purchase some Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscriptions. That way you can share laughter all year long. It's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and great googly moogly, every bonus show ever, right at your fingertips. The bonus shows, now and forever, your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if you want a hippopotamus for Christmas, forget it. You're an ungrateful little brat, and I think they might be endangered. So piss off. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak right now.
And I will want you to.
I hate that song. I hate that song. Mike, I see Lake County, Florida, and the phrase ritualistic activity, I click through the link.
Wow.
Because there was 4 graves robbed in Lake County, Florida. And they just saw open. Here's the thing. They didn't catch them with the actual robbery. They just, people walked by the cemetery and they was dug up. And the coffins were open. Yeah.
I think it took a minute to process what I was looking at. I walked up and there laid this poor man. I was standing at the head of his grave. There was a pillow, but there was nothing laying on it.
I've been here for 24 years and I've never seen anything like this. It's weird. It's bizarre. Obviously, it's unsettling. Your heart breaks for the loved ones of these, you know, people who are placed here.
It's just wicked, evil. So these are the days we living in. I pray that they find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They lost.
And you know they're not social distancing, so those corpses are in danger.
It's terrible.
It is.
And no culprits apprehended or anything like that?
No, just 4 open graves. Oh. Ritualistic activity. So
can you imagine, seriously, you live in that town and you go by and that happens? I'd be freaked out on my mind.
I would be too.
That would be creepy, creepy, creepy. Don't like that at all. Why are you laughing? Are you laughing? You don't think it's creepy?
I'm laughing at the people they interviewed. they really.
Well, those are the
people. That's always man on the street.
The people of Lake County.
Yes.
And the Lake people County, that pay attention. Those are the people of Lake County, Mike, that pay attention to the cemetery.
Yes. Yeah, so, there it is.
I've seen a pillow, but there is no man in it.
Very scary. Yeah. Very, very scary.
Have you ever heard of a town in Russia called Rostov-on-Don?
I have a summer home there.
Yes. The fishing?
No. We actually do meditation and a lot of yoga. We have a loom there. We make our own sweater.
You may want to phone ahead, Mike, because the fireworks factory in Rostov-on-Don burned down yesterday.
Oh, no.
And you would think that, you know, they would have certain protocols in place to protect a fireworks factory. No, it needed 400 firefighters to put it out. But before they got there, it sounded like this. The video is pretty spectacular.
I'm sad they don't celebrate
the 4th of July over there.
Well, because, I won't be going back there anytime soon.
Mike, I'm sure your loom is toast.
Yeah, it's probably
sorry
gone.
About
we
your loom.
We were close. We're only about 200 yards away.
Oh, you were in the fireworks district?
Yeah, we were in the zone.
AutoZone.
Yeah, no insurance for that house.
No. There is a British chef on the BBC. Her name is Nigella Lawson.
Oh, I know Nigella. Yeah, absolutely.
And the internet was going crazy yesterday. What do you call that thing that you can put a food in for like 3 minutes and makes it hot right away? It's a...
microwave.
It's not how she says it.
I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Kind of like that.
The microwave. She's being funny, I take it.
Ah, she seemed pretty sincere when she said it. That was
the microwave.
That was the and that was also a great song by Gerardo, wasn't it?
Micro.
My mom calls the microwave El Hornito.
What does
if
that mean?
If you can arrange to get an oven that has the spinning air, I recommend highly the Convection.
she
please get the Convection.
El Hornito means the little oven.
The little oven. Hornito. Hey, bueno. Microwave.
Bueno.
I like
bueno.
That.
I like that.
Fantastic.
Dolly Parton is probably the celebrity of the year of 2020, I would say. She's done so much good and been in the forefront. She's got a new album out. But there's been a rumor that she was offered by Katy Perry to be on the 2015 Super Bowl halftime show. Remember the one with the mm-hmm. dancing sharks?
But back in 2015.
2015, she was offered. Okay. And they never... She confirmed that, yes, she was offered, but she turned down.
This one asked if it's true that Katy Perry asked me to be on the stage with her at the Super Bowl, and that is true, and I would have done it because I love Katy Perry, but at the time, my husband was not doing good. He was kind of puny, and I couldn't leave him, so I couldn't do it, but one of these days, maybe we'll do it again. I love her.
I think that it would be great if we had her on stage at the Super Bowl this year with The Weeknd. Yeah. Like it's a natural fit.
True love is hard to find.
Exactly.
But, you know, get her out there. She's not getting any younger. Get her out there.
Running out of years.
Yeah, exactly. And that was 5 years ago. That's quite a bit anyway.
Thank you. Thank
As
you
the kids much. Would say, that was a minute ago.
That was a minute ago.
And let's close with this. Key exercise news. If you want to stay healthy, keep this in mind.
A new study found that taking a walk when it's dark out is good for you. Yeah. The study was sponsored by murderers.
That's your magic audio book. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
All right. So that's it. That was fascinating and always interesting when we engage with the haters. Yeah. You know, Oscar's a great boss. One like. Yeah. It's an interesting place, isn't it?
It is.
People want to chat about things. Yeah. I've never quite been able to figure it out, and perhaps that keeps me unhappy. But then again, plays into my philosophy of don't get happy.
Yeah,
that's the way that goes.
Keeps honest.
Right.
That's it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, also Matty Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, and the June Taylor Dancers, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Pandemic.